Good morning, everyone. Psalm 36. This song really, it is a song, by the way. Psalms are songs. They would have sounded lovely in Hebrew, but today we read them in English. And Psalm 36 really deals with the depravity of man. And Paul, you know, talked much about the depravity of man in the book of Romans. And in Romans 3:10, he says, "There is none righteous, not even one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks God. All have turned aside together. They have become useless. There is none who does good. There is not even one. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they keep deceiving. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their paths. In the paths of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." And that last phrase, "there is no fear of God before their eyes," is going to be quoted in Psalm 36. Paul is going to grab from Psalm 36 to declare that man, on his own, without God, there is no good and there is no fear before his eyes. Let's pick it up in verse 36, or in Psalm 36, and it says, "Transgression speaks to the ungodly within his heart." It almost seems like even they have a conscience, the ungodly, that their sin might speak to them, but there is no fear of God before their eyes, for it flatters him in his own eyes concerning the discovery of his iniquity and the hatred of it. And it appears that what's being said here is that it, sometimes a sinner and someone opposed to God who has no fear of God before their eyes actually is proud of their sin. And even though they know something's sin, they just are rebellious in nature and will flatter themselves even in their own wickedness. "The words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He plans wickedness upon his bed. He sets himself on a path that is not good. He does not despise evil." And, you know, praise God that for the reality of God. You think about, you know, mankind today, and there are people who believe in God and believe in his word, and there's still evil within our hearts. There's still at times a rebellious nature in all of man, but because we've become, in, as Christians, born again and have his Holy Spirit, and we do believe his word, he transforms the wickedness that is within us, and we are new creatures, and we operate much differently than those who are apart from God. So praise God for the change that he makes in our lives to overcome our sinful nature. Now, the other thing that God has done, though, in the world, which is really remarkable, is there are people who are not born again in Jesus, who are not Christian, who really don't honor God or his word the way that we desire to as Christians. But yet, their lives have a rudder. Their lives have been governed by God in this way. They were raised in the church. They were raised perhaps in a Christian home. They're raised as people of faith. And as a result, they have a much better understanding of right and wrong. And they can live decent lives even though they don't have the power of the Holy Spirit working in them. They still have the moral rudder of right or wrong. And deep down, they're like, you know what, I don't want to do what's wrong because I do believe God is true. And there's some decent people still struggling in their sin, but they just haven't abandoned themselves to live, you know, utterly sinful lives and to just have no fear of God before their eyes. But then there's this third category, I'll say, of people, and some of them may have known God at one time too, but they've decided they just don't give a, you know, fill in the blank, and they're going to live any old way they want, and it's almost like they have their middle finger towards God, and either they just don't know him at all, and they've just abandoned themselves to sin, Or they've rejected him and said, I'm not following God. I'm doing what I want. And that's what's being described here is a rebellious person who's really turned away from God, has not turned towards him. And because of our sinful, wicked nature, it's just on the loose in this individual. And they're essentially living for wickedness, and there's no fear of God before his eyes. What a sad place to be. That is a path to destruction. I mean, even the second person we talked about, they need the forgiveness of sins. They need to become born again. They need to realize that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And we all need the power of the Holy Spirit working in us to say no to sin and to live a Christian life. But this third category here, they've just totally abandoned the ways of God and are living in a path of evil. But then look at how the psalm changes here in talking about that individual. Now it's going to begin to see the goodness of God. Your loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the heavens. His hesed, love, loyalty, kindness extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Hallelujah. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. How beautiful is the righteousness of God. And isn't it amazing that today we receive righteousness of God through faith, just like Abraham believed and received righteousness. Now, those who believe in Jesus are made right before God, and one day will be on the mountain of God. Hallelujah. Your judgments are like a great deep. And who else can judge the way that God judges and judge for eternity the way God judges? O Lord, you preserve man and beast. You know, God tells the waters how far they can go and then says no more, and where the seas and the roaring waves stop. And God also preserves man and takes man, and he preserves beast and takes beast. He is God. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. It's good to, you know, let me just pull that up because it's so predominant. In the Old Testament, you know, obviously we're dealing with a Hebrew word now, but it's the same word, I believe, being used many times here. So in that particular verse was verse 7, and let me pull it up. In Hebrew, it is hesed, and let me read to you because it's a word used a lot. Goodness, kindness, faithfulness of God. The hesedness of God, hesed. Sometimes it's translated the mercy, the kindness, the loving kindness, the goodness, the favor. What a wonderful word to describe God. And the children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings, and that is what we should do. Hallelujah! Is we should take refuge in God. We should realize God is, you know, our eternal home. God is our foundation. God is our deliverer, our protector. And, you know, when life is good, don't forget about God. When life is bad, take refuge in him. May your strength and protection come from the Lord. They drink their fill of the abundance of your house. God does bless his people. And, you know, the longer you walk with God, you do see the blessing of God and are thankful for God's blessing and favor on your life. And you give them to drink of the river of your delight. That's beautiful, isn't it? You know, what it makes me think of is that instead of a literal river of delight, I think of, like, you know what, when we begin to delight in what God delights in and we drink of that. And, you know, like even now, the fact that you're listening to this podcast and you're in the Word, and the fact that I'm getting up and I'm in the Word and I'm teaching from the Word, God delights in that. And we get to drink of God's delight. And, you know, when we are in tune with God and his ways, God delights in us following him. He delights in people coming to know him. And we can take part and drink of that from which God delights. For with you is the fountain of life. Hallelujah. the living water, the everlasting waters, and even the waters of eternity one day, God springs forth life, and in your light we see light. You know, that's brought into the New Testament in that, you know, God's light is what allows us to really see. It's like God, when we come to know God and we know the purpose of God, it's like he's enlightened life, to see life from a new lens. Hallelujah. And in that light, we actually see what really is good and what is right and what is of God. And hallelujah for having that light turned on. Maybe you've heard of it that way, like becoming a believer in Jesus Christ. It's like the light gets turned on to a new life and a new purpose. Hallelujah. He gives us that light. Oh, continue your loving kindness. There it is again, to those who know you. And God's loving kindness is there for those who know and follow him. And your righteousness to the upright in heart. And praise God, he gives that to his believers today. And we should seek to live, even though he gives us righteousness through faith, we should seek to live upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come upon me. Oh, it's always good for us to be humble. And let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. God, protect me from the evil around. There the doers of iniquity have fallen. They have been thrust down and cannot rise. And hallelujah, that's not for us. We have not been thrust down and cannot rise. One day we will rise and God will raise us up. Hallelujah. And may the light of the Lord be upon us, and may we steer clear of the foot of pride and the ways of people who are wicked, and may more people come to know the hesed, loving kindness, grace, mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is good to be in the house of God. It's good to be a follower of Jesus, and hallelujah, it's good to be in his word. Thank you for taking in his word today. God bless you all.